Dearest darling Madeline, today you receive your Hebrew name, Beryl. Translated, Beryl means precious, and for that reason alone, it would be the perfect name for you. But you were also named Beryl after your grandfather, Bernard Cutler, my father, whose Hebrew name was also Beryl. Like you, your grandfather, Bernie, was a charmer. He was a man with a great zest for life, a great sense of humor, and a sparkle in his eye. He was present, engaged, and curious, qualities you have shown us since the very moment you were born. Your grandpa, Bernie, was also kind, loving, and fiercely intelligent. He was a man of faith who was generous to those he knew and those he knew only, and that they would benefit from his generosity. He was devoted to his family, to his community, to his students, and to his patients. He touched the lives of others humbly and deeply. He lived a rich, hearty life of 90 years, and when he passed away in 2013, people his family had never met came forward to tell his wife and children stories of how Bernie had lent them a helping hand, a kind word, an understanding ear, and how they'd never forget him. As we stand here today before our beloved community of family and friends, on the same spot that your mother and I took our marriage vows nearly 5 years ago, we wish for you a life filled with love, laughter, celebration, and triumph, wisdom and knowledge, and the deepest connection to others. In short, we wish you the richness that blessed the life of that other Beryl, Grandpa Bernie. We also wish to honor this day the memory of your granduncle Abe, your grandma Shirley's brother, who passed away this week, just 2 months shy of his 98th birthday. Abe was a fighter and a survivor, a man of deep political conviction, infectious humor, and ferocious optimism. He was the sun around which many people's lives took orbit. Throughout his life, Abe distinguished himself personally and professionally with achievements too numerous to list. He was a great husband, a great dad, an awesome grandfather, and the best uncle a guy like me could ever have hoped for. He seemed to live his life by two of his favorite aphorisms. The first was, we start each day 2 drinks under par. The second was, don't let the bastards get you down. One of the many blessings of your young life is that you got to meet Granduncle Abe, to have him hold you in his arms, to gaze deeply into his eyes when you were just 8 weeks old. He was a good man and a great man, and he loved you very much. May his spirit guide you throughout your life.
Uh-huh. Beautiful, RJ. Thank you.